When we examine the mega performers in business today, we find that they are readily able to access the positive emotions responsible for high performance. Do you think Michael Eisner always gets enough sleep before going to work? Do you think Bill Gates never gets stuck in traffic before going to a big meeting? Do you believe that Leonard Lauder, directing the multi-billion-dollar Estee Lauder enterprise, ever works without stress? To these great executives, the fact that they did not sleep well at night, were stuck in traffic, arrived late for a meeting, or even ate something that disagreed with their stomach had nothing to do with pulling off a great performance. Early in their careers, they all learned one of the cruelest and coldest facts about corporate life. No one cares whether you slept last night or had a fight with your spouse this morning. You still have to perform and perform well. Was this ability to perform on demand a learned skill? I find that it is 100% learned. Regardless of the competitive arena, business, sport, or life, the mega performers learn how to access the ideal performance state whenever and wherever they need it. Today we know that possessing talent and skill are not enough. You also must learn how to bring the full force of all your talents and skills to life when you need them. Don't ever limit yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually in any way. And especially do not let the drudgeries of everyday stuff get in your way. Always control your energy and be mindful of your performance. You must stay focused and in control even when everything around you is spinning out of control. You've probably heard the idiom, it's not practice that makes perfect, practice makes permanent. It is only perfect practice that makes perfect. Zig Ziglar is one of the funniest yet most genuine human beings on the face of the planet, a man who gives incredible meaning to the things he says. Over dinner one evening, Zig told me that when he got started, he would tape the first 10 minutes of his talk and later play it back to hear for himself what he actually said. He found that he often hadn't said anything, at least from his perspective. Oh, he knew that he had entertained people.